The Carolina Hurricanes eliminated the New York Islanders in a hard-fought six-game series, winning Game 6 in overtime 2-1. Jared Ellis of Locked On Hurricanes is here to talk about how they got the win and what their prospects are heading into Round 2. Gil Martin here. The Locked On road to the Stanley Cup continues as we welcome Jared Ellis from Locked On Carolina Hurricanes. And Jared, congratulations on a very well-fought win over my New York Islanders. What do you feel was the biggest reason that the Hurricanes ended up winning this series?
So I think it was hit right on the head in the post-game broadcast, penalty kill. That was the big difference maker in this series. I don't have the updated stat in front of me right now, but heading into tonight's game, the Hurricanes were 14 of 15 on the kill at a 93.3% success rate. Obviously, that's going to be different now, but the penalty kill was outstanding for the Hurricanes in this series because there were many times where these games could have completely got out of hand for the Hurricanes. And that's also a testament to Antti Raanta, who played five games for the Hurricanes. And then Frederik Andersen, who finally made his Hurricanes playoff debut for the team. He hadn't played in the playoffs since the bubble, so that's quite a while. And a fun stat that was brought up today was that on June 26, 2010, he was drafted by the Hurricanes with the 187th pick. And on today, April 28, 2023, he finally made his first playoff start for the team. And he was a big reason why in Game 6 it didn't get out of hand, because especially in that first period, it could have gotten a lot worse rather than just being down 1-0 second period as well. So it's a big testament to the Hurricanes goaltending as well.
No question about it. And by the way, in Game 6, add 3 out of 3 more penalty kills for Carolina. Who do you think was the series MVP for the Canes and why?
Oh, man. Yeah, there's a couple guys that could be brought up. I'm going to say Antti Raanta because I think he was stellar this series. Obviously, you know, a couple hiccups here and there. You know, that happens. But Brent Burns was also another guy that was really pulling a big load in this series. And those are the two guys that really come to mind. And I'm really excited to see what they can do going forward as well into the next series. And you know, Sebastian Aho, my Sebastian, he's also worth mentioning here as well. You know, he had 3 goals in this series, if I remember correctly. He ended up taking the franchise lead from Eric Staal for most postseason goals as well. And, you know, you want your top guy to play like a top guy, and he did.
Was there a potential weakness exposed in the series against the Islanders that Carolina will need to address going into the second round?
Yes, I definitely feel that, you know, the Islanders were able to kind of take advantage of the Hurricanes' injuries right now, and they're able to expose those. I know that's kind of a broad answer, but when you're down so many guys, you're able to take advantage of, all right, you got these AHL guys coming up that normally wouldn't be here. You know, Jack Drury normally wouldn't be here. That would normally be Teuvo Teravainen right now. So many guys are out. You know, obviously if Andrei Svechnikov was here, if Max Pacioretty was here, yeah, things would be a lot different. And yeah, maybe if those guys were here, this series only goes 5 games. I think the Islanders win a game regardless because of how tough they play, but they're able to take advantage of the Hurricanes not having their top guys, and that's going to be something that they really need to buckle down on. And heading into this series against whether it be the Devils or the Rangers, and also another thing as we're sitting here talking about it, the Hurricanes puck management. I think the Islanders were able to take advantage of that. Some costly turnovers, saw it in Game 5. You almost saw it tonight with that Burns turnover. So they're able to take advantage of opportunities like that. And going into the next round, you're not going to be able to do that. I've said it, you know, heading into the playoffs, mistakes that you would make in the regular season like this, that you could sometimes get away with, you know, against a team, you know, no disrespect, but, you know, like Arizona, get away with them in those games. Here in the playoffs, your competition is going to be a lot tougher, and you're not going to be able to get away with those as much.
So how does this series win change the long-term outlook for the Hurricanes? And would this playoff run be considered a success now, or does there still need to, you know, do they still need to accomplish more to make it a success?
I still think they need to accomplish a bit more because, like we were talking about when we were previewing everything, it's, you know, kind of the past few years, it's been, you know, kind of disappointing. You know, obviously, this is five straight years with a playoff series victory under Rod Brindamore, which is fan-freaking-tastic, of course. No one's going to deny that. But this team is so loaded, and they're obviously extremely deep roster-wise. We're seeing that right now. But you're dealing with those early-round exits. I kind of likened it back to the Tampa Bay Lightning in kind of like the mid-2010s, where they just kind of struggled to get over that hump. It kind of feels like the Hurricanes are right there right now. I think they need to get to back to the conference final for it really to be considered a success, because they are a team that a lot of people peg to win the Stanley Cup, or at least get there. So I think they need to win at least one more playoff series for it to really be considered a success and not another disappointing second round exit.
That makes sense. Well, thank you so much, Jared. That does it for our Hurricanes clipping station here on the Locked On Road to the Stanley Cup. Be sure to subscribe to or follow Locked On Carolina Hurricanes for free on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.